The mortgage business is booming. That's because interest rates go down when the economy does. As part of Morning Edition's series of occasional conversations with people on how they are faring in the economy, NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with an attorney who specializes in real estate closings.
Mike Ridgway is the president of Universal Title. His company has 15 offices and 30 employees scattered throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Business is so good, he barely has time to eat.
Today I had a couple crackers and a slice of cheese and a soda on the run.
As a closing attorney, Mike Ridgway handles both mortgages and refinances. He says his business started picking up a couple of years ago when the housing market took off. Then interest rates kept going down and down and down, and refinance customers came back and then back again to get in on the great rates. Mike Ridgway says it's a bit like being in the movie Groundhog Day.
I have a good friend who's been to see me four times in the last 10 months. We do well when the economy is doing very poorly or very marginally because of the low interest rates. We do well in a good economy because everyone has money and there's a lot of demand for housing stock and interest rates don't seem to matter. Where our industry has some trouble is when the economy is starting to improve but not improving faster. I think that's what we saw in the mid-90s, and it'll be interesting to see what happens when the interest rates start going up a little bit.
Are there mortgage brokers that you know of who aren't thriving?
I don't know one. Everyone I've talked to, not only are they tired, their staff is tired. The people that work with us have a difficult job. It's very detail-oriented, a lot of pressure, a lot of different phone calls. So we try and do some fun things with them. You know, we bought them lunches, and sometimes we'll bring massage people in just to do something different.
Sounds like going back to those heady days of the dot-coms.
It's not that crazy. We don't give BMWs out for the salesman of the month, and we don't have foosball tables and things like that. I mean, we're a traditional business. We have customers who expect traditional services from us.
As head of Universal Title, your company, what kinds of things have you had to do to sort of cope with this sort of boom, in your case, in business? Have you hired a lot more people?
We have been able to find some more people, but again, these booms can go away in a hurry, and you have to balance. You don't want to have to hire a lot of people and then let them go.
What are you personally doing or with your family doing to prepare for slightly tougher times?
We've saved our money. We don't really spend a lot of money, but we're really just putting that money away. We've got a couple kids getting ready to go to college in the near future, so being very conservative with the stock market, not taking any wild flyers, I guess, like everyone was prone to do a couple years ago.
Still doing well in this economy, Mike Ridgway, closing specialist and president of Universal Title in Rockville, Maryland. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.